just like to first make a statement and acknowledge the 17 years of service that Will Hodgman has given to the people of Tasmania. That's an extraordinary effort. His dedication and passion for Tasmania has never been in question. I think that we should all be able to reflect on his commitment to our state and to pay gratitude to him for that time, and also the extraordinary toll that's taken on his family as well. And I recognise that does have an impact, and acknowledge the statements that were made by the Premier yesterday in making his announcement to retire.
Given that there are 2 years to the next election, do you think Tasmanians deserve to have a say before then, now that circumstances have changed?
We are in an interesting situation at the moment where there's a level of uncertainty about who the leader of the Liberal Party and indeed the Premier of Tasmania is going to be. In the past, when we've had situations like this, the Premier has resigned and then there's been a successor announced relatively swiftly. We have a situation now where there's presumably a week of uncertainty before a Premier of Tasmania is going to be known to the people of Tasmania. I'd hope the government can resolve this quickly. Tasmania deserves certainty at this point in time. The Liberal Party is clearly quite dysfunctional. For them to require a week to talk about this just speaks volumes about the dysfunction and chaos internally. A lot of tension bubbling to the surface, people jostling for the number one position, and I don't think that's good for Tasmania. We need to have this resolved quickly so that the Tasmanian community can have confidence that the government's focusing on them and the Liberal Party is not just focusing on itself.
What should be top of the list for the incoming Premier?
Well, no matter who the Premier is, what we need to see is a change of course from this government. We've got some relatively good economic indicators for Tasmania, but the social indicators are awful. We're seeing housing waiting lists, health waiting lists and waiting times blow out, and this government doesn't seem to have a plan to address that. But this does give an opportunity for the government to focus on the issues confronting Tasmanians and think about how they provide essential public services and also support Tasmanians to find secure employment. We know that Tasmania's unemployment rate is unacceptably high, yet at the same time we're hearing from business they have job opportunities available. So we need to have a government that's focused on addressing those challenges, and that's what the Labor Party is absolutely committed to focusing on. Our dedication to the people of Tasmania has been unwavering throughout this period. We've got a united, committed team who are focused on making sure Tasmanians can access the public services that they need and that people can get a good job and have a decent quality of life here in Tasmania.
Which brings resignation a surprise to you?
There's been a lot of speculation about the future of Will Hodgman in politics. However, his announcement yesterday was a surprise to me. I don't think anyone was expecting that. It was quite a shock. And he's given his reasons for that, and I respect those reasons.
How do you think this changes the dynamic in the lead up to the next state election? Do you think it increases Labor's chances of winning?
The announcement by the Premier doesn't change Labor's focus. We've always been committed on a winning majority Labor government at the next election. We are absolutely determined with our united team to present policies to the people of Tasmania that help tackle some of the challenges that our state is facing. Change in leadership of the Liberal Party does not change our focus.
But do you think it might make it easier for Labor to win a majority if the Liberals' main vote-getter isn't around anymore?
There are no certainties in politics. This certainly changes the dynamic of the Parliament and it changes the leadership of the government, but it doesn't change the Labor Party's focus. We're committed every day to working hard on behalf of the people of Tasmania. I've got a dedicated, committed, united team who are making sure that we're talking about the things people care about: housing, health, employment, ensuring people can have a decent quality of life here and that Tasmania is a better and a fairer place.
In your view, is there a clear choice, a clear person to replace the Hodgman opposition?
The Liberal Party doesn't seem to have a clear view about who's going to replace Will Hodgman. So I think anyone else who makes an assumption is just speculating. The Liberal Party are clearly in chaos at the moment. They're taking their time to decide who's going to be not just the leader of the Liberal Party, but the Premier of Tasmania. And a period of uncertainty right now is quite damaging. They need to make sure that they deal with this issue swiftly and provide certainty for the people of Tasmania.
The Premier's alluded to concerns over the impact of social media on him. Is that something that you worry about, particularly, in future years?
Are you worried by that noise? Is that a problem?
That's all right.
I think any parent is concerned about the impact of social media on their children. I don't think it matters if you're a politician or not. I certainly heard what the Premier said about the impact that's had on his family, and I regard that as something to be mindful of. But I'm also driven every day to work hard in my job to ensure that my child has the best future in this state. My daughter is my motivation for doing the work that I do. So I recognise that there are some challenges there, but at the end of the day, I'm elected to represent my community and to try and make Tasmania a better and fairer place, and my daughter acts as a motivation for me to undertake that work every single day.
The Premier yesterday spoke about workload and that flow-on effect on a family life. Would the restoration of the House to 35 members improve the work-life balance for politicians by sharing that workload a little bit further?
There's a possibility that people might talk about restoring the size of Parliament, and that might ease the burden on politicians and the workload of Cabinet and the Premier particularly. However, I think at the end of the day, a Premier is always going to be carrying the burden of any of the work of government, and irrespective of the size of Parliament, that workload won't change. So I don't think changing the size of Parliament is going to alter the responsibilities and the obligations on a Premier of this state.
Given that portfolios are going to have to be redistributed, do you think that this is a chance for Sue Hickey and backbenchers to take more of a role within the party?
Well, there are lots of questions now about who's going to hold particular key portfolios within government. There is no doubt there'll be a cabinet reshuffle, and that again creates instability and uncertainty for Tasmania, given we only had a reshuffle of key portfolios about 6 to 7 months ago. Whether or not Sue Hickey factors in that is a matter for the Liberal Party, because we know that relationship is quite tense. I suppose the other question is whether Sue will get a vote in the party room about who will be the next leader of the Liberal Party and the Premier of Tasmania.
The Premier was booked in with the Treasurer to speak at the Chamber of Commerce and Industry to outline his priorities for 2020. I think that's coming up in February. Obviously it won't be Will Hodgman anymore, but what, just in brief, Labor's priorities for 2020?
Thank you. The Labor Party's focus this year will be making sure that we address growing inequality in our community and also supporting small business, which is the driver of a lot of the economic activity across our state. We've already announced a range of policies, whether it be free TAFE in areas of skill shortages, as well as mental health workers in schools and support for small businesses so that they can continue to thrive in our state. We'll have a number of other announcements that we'll make throughout the course of this year. They will be costed policies. We are serious about delivering a comprehensive agenda for the people of Tasmania to vote on at the next election.